Yeah.
That is sneaky.
It is December 16th, 2015, at about 1:24 p.m. Detective Chip Cadman interviewed.
I was stopped at a stoplight, and I noticed a, and the intersection was Carmen and Daly. There was a group of people to my right who had their phones out. I was going from, I guess I would be heading south on Daly. So they're the ones who, you know, I guess grab my attention. In which case I look across the intersection and I see a police SUV parked. And then I see the police officer in a verbal confrontation with a person with light colored, you know, spiked hair. Looked like it had been bleached. That person looked really upset. The police officer had a weapon drawn. At the time, I didn't know what the weapon was. I had hoped it was a taser, but it was black in color. There was about 10 feet between them. The officer seemed to be yelling or, you know, warning. I don't want to assume what the person was saying. I couldn't hear what was being said. I just know, you know, there was a lot of traffic and there was a lot of, you know, a lot of things going on. I did roll down the window. But the confrontation was happening on the sidewalk. And the person with light-colored hair seemed to be advancing towards the police officer. The police officer kept backing away. So they moved probably a total of 15, 20 feet with the officer backing away, shouting warnings, I'm assuming. And then I heard, I think, 4 pops. First a pop, and then there was, I think, a few seconds and then a few more. I'm not sure the amount of time between the two. Then the light changed and it was green. And so I figured it's better just to get out of the situation. There's plenty of looky-loos. I forgot to say, as I was driving past, so I'm now crossing the intersection, to my left, I see the person on the ground in the middle of the street in front of the SUV, and there was another cop that had just pulled up, and he had his weapons drawn, and it was pointing at the person that was on the ground. I think the person was still moving at that point. I'm not sure. That's about it. It happened all really quickly. I didn't see much. And then I showed up here. I saw Greg. I said, Greg, you know, I just saw what happened. And he asked for my statement. I said, sure, I'd be willing to. There were lots of people filming it, so I'm sure there's lots of footage that will end up on social media.
Probably.
Unfortunately. And it's sad because now I realize that the taser gun is a different color than the gun, so it was probably a gun that was being used. Just sad. For both parts. I mean, both people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So some of the questions that I'm going to kind of ask you for clarification a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Is, do you remember what time it was?
Yeah, it was like 11:50. It was right before 12 today because I made a phone call after that to my and that phone call was at, when I tried to call him, it was 12:03. So it must have been, you know, 10 minutes before that. Because I called him when I parked the car.
Okay. And then, so you said that you were south on Daly?
Yeah, I was heading south on Daly. There was no cars in front of me at the stoplight. I was the first car at the intersection. So looking at the intersection, the car was to my left.
Okay, so you're actually headed back towards the school?
I was headed from, yeah, Las Poses to Carmen on Daly. Right?
Las Poses. Carmen runs north-south.
Las Poses runs north-south, so I was on Daly.
Daly.
Going from Las Poses to Carmen.
Okay. So you're coming back this way, and then do you remember, you said you looked left and there was a car next to you, so were you in the lane closest to the sidewalk?
No, I was the lane, my left, on my left was the turning lane. Okay. There was a car closest to sidewalk, that's a right turning lane. My lane goes straight.
Right in the middle.
I was right in the middle.
To go straight through the intersection.
To go straight through the intersection. Okay. The light turned green, so yes, I went through. I figured, I thought about stopping, but there were plenty of people. I didn't think, you know, more looky-loos would help.
Okay. And then you said you looked to your...
To my...
Right.
To my right were the four people videotaping the thing.
Okay. And they were on the corner on the sidewalk?
That corner. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's a Shell. Whatever it... Maybe it
was... 7-Eleven?
Maybe it was a 7-Eleven. Whatever that was to my right, it's right by Sumo Sushi.
Okay.
Across the street is Chevron. I know that one, but I don't remember what company that is.
Okay. Do you remember what any of those people looked like? Guys, girls?
There was, I think, two African-Americans. One man had dreadlocks. Two men. And then a woman that was white. And she, I don't remember what she looked like. She was like maybe... thin, 5'5", 5'6", white. I don't remember her hair.
Okay. Was it three or four people on the corner?
I think three or four. I can't remember.
Three or four.
I think, I can't remember what the fourth person looked like. But okay. I know she was the one who had her phone out. I think one of the African-American men had their phone out. And after she heard the, after we all heard the pop, she said something like, oh my God, I just heard, I just saw an officer shoot somebody. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
And then the light changed and I had to go.
Okay. Do you recall any other description of what any of those individuals looked like other than the one guy with dreadlocks?
Mm-mm. No.
Recall what the kind of clothing they were wearing?
Average casual clothing. I don't remember their clothing. Black, like a black jacket. One of the men with dreadlocks, I think, had a black jacket. She was maybe wearing flannel. She was maybe wearing jeans and boots, but I'm not really sure about that.
Okay.
She might have been wearing plaid. I don't know. They might have had like a backpack. Like a cart full of stuff. Not a cart, but maybe like a something. There was like a pile of stuff, like luggage or stuff. Like one of them might have been transient. Maybe.
Okay.
Like a pile of belongings. I don't know what it was.
So from where...
I remember that. So I'm not sure whether it was a fourth person or like just a pile of stuff. But I think there were four people. Pretty sure there were four. More people started to gather as like...
After...
As they... Like you could see and hear the confrontation between the police officer and the person.
Okay. But... And I remember... originally you told me you couldn't hear what was being said between the two.
I couldn't hear the words. I just know that there was yelling and I couldn't distinguish what was said.
Okay.
Yeah.
And from where you were parked across the street, where was the SUV?
The SUV would be to the left of me across the street. They were parked on the corner pointing up Carmen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're parked on the corner or close to it.
Mm-hmm. I can draw a picture.
Okay. I know you said it was a police SUV and everything. Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
It said police on the side. Okay. It was black and white.
Okay. I just want to...
Yeah, no, that's fine.
And then were there lights, siren?
I don't know if their lights were on. I couldn't really see from my angle. The lights weren't on top of the car. I don't think they were.
Okay.
If so, I couldn't see them from that angle because it was the side of the car.
Okay.
The other car that pulled up, I think, was also an SUV, but I'm not sure. But the gentleman, and he parked, I guess, he was parked, I don't know, would that be coming west? Coming down Carmen.
Okay.
He was like,
the other side of the center medium?
Mm-hmm. On the other side of the center medium, facing the opposite direction of the original police SUV. That one was pointing up Carmen.
Okay. And then you saw the deputy, obviously. Was he in uniform, plain clothes?
Uniform.
Uniform. Was there any doubt in your mind that he was a deputy?
Nope. Okay. No.
So he was in our full normal
full uniforms,
like Deputy Lindsay.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
And then, do you recall? I know you said you saw the gun in his hand, and it was black and colored. Do you recall what hand that was in?
I think he was using both hands to hold it.
Both hands.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He was using both hands. They were pointed at the person.
So was it out in front of his body to the side?
Mm-hmm. So it was straight out in front.
Where were the deputy?
From my angle, it looked like he was holding it with two hands, pointing it at the person, telling them. He might have released one hand to, like, point to the ground at some point, but, you know, his hand returned to the gun, and he was giving verbal directions to that person.
Okay. And so you're using your right hand almost to hold it and left hand to do directions?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think that person was right-handed.
Okay. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but that's, I'm not sure either.
Okay.
I just
you're using your hands to demonstrate, so I was just wondering if that's in your mind, if you're...
I'm trying to replay it in my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where was the deputy standing at?
The deputy was standing on the corner in front of his SUV.
Okay.
So. I believe they were behind the SUV when the confrontation started.
Okay.
And then sidewalk.
On the sidewalk, okay.
Uh-huh.
Was the deputy's back to you, facing you?
No, the deputy was facing me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when he backed up, it was more visible as to what was happening.
So as the deputy's facing you, would you say he's facing going...
He was facing the freeway.
Facing the freeway, mm-hmm. And his back was going north.
Up Carmen.
Up Carmen, okay.
I don't know what direction. I would say north, but I think I used that in reference to Daly, so I don't know which way Carmen runs.
Okay.
I think it'd run east-west.
So he's standing, facing down the street, and where's the individual that he's talking to standing at?
Facing towards him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They were facing each other. The other individual was probably between 10 to 5. You would see, like, the distance between them started out at, like, 8 feet. The person advanced towards him. The deputy would step back. And then, yelled some sort of warnings. That person might have stepped back a little bit. The deputy might have stepped forward a few feet, and they kind of... You could see the deputy tried to maintain distance between that person. And that person, looked like they were deciding to run or not run. I'm not even sure, run at the deputy or towards them, but I'm not sure why that person just didn't lay on the ground.
Okay.
That's sad.
Did you see if the person had any...
No, I didn't
thing
see
in their hands
anything
or...
in their hand, not from my point of view.
Okay. Do you recall what that person was wearing, clothing-wise? Mm. I know you already described this hair.
Mm. I want to say plaid, too. Jeans, maybe? I don't remember exactly. Maybe a jacket that was black. I don't remember what they wore.
Okay. And you could...
Their hair was the most...
And it was very light color. You said bleached.
Yeah, like bleached. It was like bleached.
And then spiky?
Yes.
Okay. So as the deputy and that man are standing on the corner,
mm-hmm.
and you said they're kind of, deputy's backing up, that person was kind of coming
advancing.
Forward and then
mm-hmm.
kind of going back, the deputy would take a step towards them,
mm-hmm.
going back and forth, then what had happened?
And then there was, I believe the person tried to run towards the deputy, and I heard... I think I saw the first shot. And then there were a couple after that, which I didn't see because cars had driven past and blocked my view.
When you said that you saw the first shot,
mm-hmm.
or you believe you saw the first shot, where were they at that point?
They were probably 5 feet in front of the deputy's SUV on the sidewalk.
Okay. So as all that was...
Mm-hmm.
transpiring, they started backing up on the sidewalk.
They were on the sidewalk the whole time, like, I don't want to say dancing, but yes, like advancing, backing up, advancing, backing up,
Okay. And so they're backing up on that sidewalk, and then at the first shot, they're about 5 to 10 feet in front of the police mm-hmm. SUV in mm-hmm. front of the car.
I didn't see the other shots because there was a car that I think blocked my view.
Were those cars going up?
I think they were. I don't know, but there was cars. That's all I could say is there was traffic that blocked the remaining shots. Maybe they were coming down Carmen. I don't know if there were cars driving up past that car, past, you know, the side of the street that the deputy's SUV was parked on. But I know cars drove past, and then the light changed to green, so I drove on, and that's when I saw the person on the ground.
When you were at the intersection, were you the first car?
Yeah.
Where were you parked within the intersection?
I was right behind the crosswalk.
Okay. Do you normally pull up close to the crosswalk? Do you always, some people when they pull up, they're either, and I'm just trying to get this so I know about the distance you were from it. When you're parked.
I could see both lines from my Prius.
Okay.
Prius doesn't have a big nose, so it's fairly close to the first
line. So you pull up close to the first line, but you're not in the crosswalk.
I was not in the
crosswalk. Or like 20 feet behind the crosswalk.
No, I wasn't, but I could see both lines. So I was probably, I don't know, 5-6 feet from maybe from the crosswalk.
And I know at one point you said you rolled the window down.
Yeah,
is that your window, the driver's side window?
Yes, I rolled both windows down, driver's side and passenger side, to hear, you know, what was happening. I could just hear shouts. I couldn't make out, like, words.
Do you know who was shouting? The deputy?
The deputy and the person, I think, were both shouting.
So they're both shouting, but you mm-hmm. couldn't make out anything that was being said.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You said the deputy was holding a gun. It was black in color.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as the shots happened, what happened to the individual and the deputy after that?
I think the first one, I didn't see whether they hit the ground immediately. I think it was the person might have slowed down, but the deputy was backing up as I heard the shots.
Okay.
So the person was advancing towards them. The deputy, I believe, shot once, and then the person still seemed to be moving towards the deputy. Then there were cars. I heard the rest of the shots. So the fact that the person ended up lying in the street face forward, I think a few feet, made me think that the person kept advancing as the other shots kept coming.
So you saw the first shot and the person's advancing towards the deputy.
Mm-hmm.
There's traffic, and as the traffic clears, you can hear shots,
mm-hmm.
but you can't see what's mm-hmm. happening, and then after traffic clears, the person's face down.
Further towards the deputy.
Further towards the deputy.
And the deputy was further backed up,
so they continued to go
mm-hmm.
up, Carmen.
Mm-hmm. So it looked, from my assumptions, the deputy was backing up and shooting at the same time.
Okay. And then as the person's laying on the ground, the light turned green. Did you see anything else after that point? And he said another deputy
came up. The other deputy
came
up. That person had their weapons drawn, pointing at the person on the ground. I think the person on the ground was still moving. I would like to consider myself a safe driver, so I was also trying to look at the road, too, so I couldn't be distracted too much by...
I was going to distract anybody.
It's
super
distracting. I don't know what happened to the original deputy. I think he was there, maybe standing between the SUV and the person at that point.
So after the person had fallen to the ground,
yeah, he probably walked down on the sidewalk and was between the car and the person on the ground.
Okay.
And I think that's when the other deputy showed up.
Do you know about how far you were from this incident, if you had to estimate?
Yeah, I was, each lane's about 12 feet, so I'd say I was 50 feet from the incident, and then when I drove past it, I was probably like 35, 40 feet, between 50 and, if each lane's like 12 feet wide, 15 feet wide, I don't know how wide.
No, I'm just an estimate.
Yeah,
it's
like
fine.
50 feet.
Okay.
Maybe 60.
Okay. And then the light turned green, and then you left the area, came here.
Yeah, and I saw another unmarked police officer with their lights on heading towards, it was like a white SUV or truck, heading in that direction. So, and I heard multiple sirens, so I figure, you know, ambulance had been called at that point, too.
Okay.
It sounded like I heard ambulance sirens, too. They're different.
Coming from different directions.
Yeah, I heard it, like, because my windows were still down, so I definitely heard, like, multiple things were happening.
Okay.
At one time.
And is it out front?
Yeah, I parked right up front in the drop loading
Okay.
area.
Are you, when we're done here, are you going to leave?
Uh-huh.
Okay, can I follow you out just to get your license plate number?
It's
okay. Do you recall what the deputy looked like?
Dark hair. Didn't seem exorbitantly tall, maybe 5'6", 5'7". That's it. That I remember.
Like skin tone? Light, dark, medium.
Light. Light. Maybe average. Yeah, light. Not any, you know.
Could you tell, like, white, Hispanic?
He could be, like, a light-skinned Hispanic. Not African-American. Not, yeah, maybe he was white. Probably white.
Okay. I mean, you can't go, like, oh, that was...
He wasn't a redhead.
Okay, got it.
He wasn't Irish. I don't know. It didn't look like he came from Asia.
Okay.
Or had, you know, Asian ethnicities. Though, you know.
Just lighter skin and a male deputy.
Male deputy.
Okay.
In a uniform.
Okay, in a uniform, and it was clear to you that
that
was a deputy. Okay.
Very clear. I think I even saw the star, you know. Yeah, his utility belt. I mean, it was very clear.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously, full uniform, and it's that's a deputy, and he's in a marked unit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I think that's pretty much all the questions I have for you right now, and then I have your contact information if things come up or I need to. If I think of something, or if you think of something, I'm going to give you a business card, and you can contact me if you're like, oh, you know what, I didn't remember this, but now it came back to me. I wanted to tell you about this. Please call me and let me know. This is my business card.
Okay.
So my family's been around here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So you could possibly run into either my brother, myself, or people within my family, or my dad being in the same school, not the same district, but
same
in the same profession.
Work.
Yeah. So anyway, as I said, please feel free to call if you can think of anything else. And then if I think of anything, I'll contact you and ask you for some more clarification. Okay.
Yeah, I feel bad.
It's awful.
Okay. Here, and I was more concerned because the person was on the ground. I heard pops, which didn't, I thought tasers make the clicking sound, and I was like, but they weren't that loud. And so I was hoping it wasn't lethal, but it's just awful. It's just awful if an officer feels they have to discharge a weapon. I'll just say that. It's horrible. So I felt bad, and then he said, you guys might want my statement.
Yes.
So I said, sure.
Definitely. And thank you for taking the time to come back and talk to me as well. I appreciate that. I know that
was up kind of next
inconvenience.
That's okay. It's okay.
I'll stop the interview.
Okay.